to a request to come in to prosecute, and they were here for 2 years on probation before they were admitted to citizenship, quote unquote.
Well, the people were friendly. They were really friendly at that time. But there was one reason why they wouldn't allow a stranger to stay in overnight with a lady that is alone while her husband away, because they don't want to see that family. They don't want to see that family divorced. That's why. That was the reason why they don't want any man to stay with a lady that was alone. Because, you know, a lot of times it comes into trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and that was the reason why. And then I think they were right, too.
Oh, I think so, too.
Yeah.
I do.
Later on, they put up a big hospital there. After they set up a sawmill, they built a big hospital there, 2 floors. Some good doctors there, nurses. And then they, one of the
people. Was that a government hospital?
Yes, it is, government hospital. Yeah, Alaska Native Service Hospital, that's what they call it, Alaska Native Service Hospital. And then later on, the teacher's son came up from the States. They were in a honeymoon, and that was in 1918. Delbert and Mildred Kruger was the ones that came up. They all came up for a honeymoon. And then when they were settled there with their parents at Narvik, they taught school there for 2 years. And then at the same time, Delbert had, was the one that handled the messages in wireless, in the code. You know, they send out a code.
He had the wireless.
There was a wireless station there while Delbert was there. And when after he left, somebody took over. And when the next one took over, I started to practice how to send wireless and wireless. I did some quite a few messages there, but I forget all about it now.
I learned it once too and I've forgotten.
Don't use it anymore.
No. Yeah.
At that time, they started out a cooperative store. The people put in some funds to start up a little store. And they called it a cooperative store because it was handled under the stock. Everybody that wants to put in a little stock in that store, they put in a little stock, and then that's how they put up a little store there. And then in 1939, that stock was sold out to you know, at that time, Congress put up a law which said that the Indian Reorganization Act was settled at that time. And there was enough money to start up a little store if some of the villages wanted to make another store. And then that's the time the stock was sold out and returned to their owners, giving every owner from every dollar that he had in the stock, $3 was given back. It made $2 within that period of time, so that's how they were returned. From $1 to $3. $3 was given for every dollar when those stocks were bought. And then we had that same store. That's where that was started in 1939. We still have it.
Anika? Anika?
Yeah, Anika, mm-hmm. Yeah. See, Anika. Yeah.
Is that the only store now at
Newark? No, there are some other small private stores that are owned by the people.
Well,
that's the record of the move.
That's most interesting, Jill.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to Norfolk, so I have a feeling for the discussion, and I agree with you. Much better than viewing the press, but flying over, it looks terrible. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of how they really rest out a little, you know.
You do, though, and they used to sing together,
mm-hmm.
even when I was over there.
Mm-hmm.
One summer, we sang together and cut fields and igloos
mm-hmm.
and put away from the winter. That's why they had the reindeer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We started to have everything up there now, too.
Mm-hmm.
What about TV, not very long. Phones?
Yeah.
Have phones, yeah.
Yeah. We phones, there's something else to do.
That's great.
We had a big high school going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they go on for glad I have time to.
Yeah, if you remember anything else, either write or something, maybe I should give you a tape back, if you remember anything else. You want to tape it?
No, I never have time.
Yeah, okay.
I'm quite busy too when I'm home.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm a member of some of the organizations there, and I have to think a lot too.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that'll be good in the record.
Sure, it will.
People will know then
mm-hmm.
how the move was
mm-hmm.
made.
Mm-hmm.
How the move was
done. I think that mood is another thing that is contributed to the lessening of the dialect differences between the various areas. First, you have and others have spoken about this.
Gustav of Storm,
yeah.
Gustav of Storm. I think we'll make it to Kivalina today.
Kamu ngamin nuk nafsi.
vous aimez, que vous aimez sur un mille,
mm-hmm.
Une ou sur terre, c'est vrai.
Mm-hmm.
Que vous aimez, moi, comme une canne, comme une femme, que vous aimez.
That covenant is so the need to go in a bed with the game and the bed all on it. The lady should do a little bit, you think? At the least,
She said one of the things that made life easier was when each family got a net, you know, made a net for themselves, and then they can catch the fish and keep them off, you know. And then another thing which made the move easier was the cooperation of the Kobuk people, you know, with the Deering people who came in. They made them feel at home and cooperated with them and kind of helped them over the rough years.
Well, many of them already have relatives of the Kobuk.
Il y a Kaniko to Voko. That covenant is what?
Ila kaktu. In West Africa, ila kaktu. That covenant to woman.
Ame nut kalokati.
Yeah. Actually, ku meet young woman daiga. She's from Kobuk, no? And then my dad is from Kobuk. Like your grandfather.
My
grandmother. Yeah, they already have relatives there before the move. Yeah, and that helps a lot too.
I tell you, blood's
yeah.
Thicker.
Oh, yeah.
I know it. And the smiles are warmer.
Yeah.
Well, the custom of the native people at that time, you know, they were supposed to be friendly with each other. That is the custom. The purpose of the native people at that time was to feed anybody that is hungry. When they have nothing to eat, feed that person, feed the family. That's what they do at that time. White people come around, feed that white man. He's one of us. That is the purpose. But the customs that they usually have in those days are changing now.
Yeah.
Really
I
changing.
Remember when I was growing up, whenever somebody came in, you just automatically set the table,
yeah.
You know?
You
tell them,
really
yeah.
I find that But it's really changing now. It's getting worse.
So many of them are depending on the money instead of us hunting, you know.
We sold out about 156 of my books. That would cover about expenses for publishing that book. And then I would start to begin having the royalty.
You had something to say.
I found the storeroom. One of the papers I wrote was here. But I think if you really see in the first paragraph, or the second paragraph, because it's just exactly, this is 1968.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're doing now.
It really needed the local people to if they don't do it, it wouldn't be quite as important to them, you know.
Well, I think my comment equally important is read the perspective. Just what I have Chinese in the Western culture does not bring us to happiness.
Mm-mm.
As many names tend to believe.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
really
don't. Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
The information from Ella Smith on the adoption.
Inya apko apasuti gilla kapur. Inyu chame mako. Tiga octo octo. Temanili tiga octo coming. Tisamakatin. Ilyak sang nail kenyahuti. Ketun rak sang nail kenyahuting. Naga ilyagik sin nakhluwi chuko inyuit. Subluting tiga octo wak nepet.
Kitchen rakyat.
I have no idea. She probably does because you probably I don't know if she had it's probably under Chester Sivzik or Chester Downey. Yeah. For professional purposes, he goes under the name of Chester Sivzik, but his legal last name is Chester Downey. His Eskimo name, his personal Eskimo name is Sivzik.
Iliga kasi nyo na anek hamira. Ake aksekman ke inyugok titaribong, ke milik titaribong.
Thank you very much.
At lamaglanit na may lupit sa leeg yung
If you think of something that you think we ought to know about, we'd sure be glad to have it.
I'll say.
I told her if there's anything that you think about that you think we ought to know about, we'd sure be glad to have it.
Yeah.
She's saying usually in the old days they'd wait until the mother has breastfed the child, and then when he can eat something else, then the adoption takes place. But sometimes when a mother dies leaving an infant, if they wanted to keep it, then they fed him broth.
Mm-hmm.
And then the adoptions, as she knew them, were by people who were childless. I think initially or preferably they were from the family relatives, the blood relatives. And then if there were none available there, then they went outside of the family from anywhere. Because it was important in their lifestyle that when they got old, they would have some young person to also provide for them.
What strikes me, you might sound this off, bounce this off the wall for a question, mm-hmm. What strikes me, Rachel, that in a broad perspective, I think in the old days, they breastfed their children until they were 4 or 5 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
They were lactating a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Thus, anybody could step in like you say, the difference to aunt.
Mm-hmm.
That almost anybody could step in and take care of a child. I'll bet that they were lactating most of their lives. But two to three children,
mm-hmm.
it'd be almost 15 years,
mm-hmm.
which helped to keep down the population.
Mm-hmm.
Even the
mm-hmm.
show that
mm-hmm.
it was a very low population.
Yeah. Yeah.
That helped to keep down the population, but it also provided for surrogate mothers someplace or other around in the vicinity that in the dead,
mm-hmm.
as you say, a woman became too ill or died.
Like in my case, my mother worked, see? And she wasn't home when I became hungry, and my aunt happened to be there. She lived in Norvik, but evidently this was the time when she was with us, because
mm-hmm.
this cousin that I'm talking about is just 6 days younger than me.
Exactly.
You know, see?
But these are the kinds of questions you can't get when you've got a mixed company.
Yeah.
And yet it's important our understanding of the tremendous
mm-hmm.
sharing and cooperation.
Mm-hmm. And Suli,
uko unavok agnak aka milukti chikami khanok elip kakhlugu enyugo khanatun enyugo tilugu tamna milukti tarvong imani epani enyugo tichinya kami na ga pisu lasip kakhlugu enyugo wo khatak tilugu
kan milukti
She says she remembers being breastfed, even when she was walking around. You know, she was, and she feels that the weaning, the breaking away from the mother, was mainly when the mother was with child again. You know, to prepare them for another child who was. Going to be needing breastfeeding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because my grandfather evidently was breastfed a long time, because he said he'd play out and then he'd come in and drink of the breast again, and
mm-hmm.
he said it would taste so good after his mother was outside or after she had smoked a cigarette. Yeah. And of course I bore her name, so And I named my son for him.
She
was talking about her husband. She's confirmed what we've been discussing here, that her husband, even when he was a pretty good sized boy, and they were playing out. While they were playing, they'd miss him, and wonder what happened to him. And it turned out that he'd have gone home to be breastfed.
It naglan inuit uko umigiksot ilagik sinagluit tigoktomik naluit.
That makes good that with the Milo Romane.
You will lock me,
As you got checked. There was good to go here on the top of the volume. Kind of thing you never got. You did it,
She's not aware or hasn't heard of any adoptions taking places to placate opposing people. But she knows that within the blood relationship, the adoption was frequent, because they like in my case, I one of my first cousins that I grew up with gave me one of their sons because I kept having miscarriages, and when I came home for our grandfather's funeral. And I went to my grandmother's house. It was not long after I'd had another miscarriage, and she felt bad, and she was telling us how Pop felt that, gee, too bad that she's not able to keep her babies, And so one of my cousins said, well, if we have another boy, she can have him. I said, how would I take him?
Right.
And it turned out to be a girl, and so that was their only daughter. But the next one, they said, well, if you still want children, So it was within the immediate family, and so they gave me a child because I couldn't keep my own. I wouldn't stay long enough.
Well, that's just exactly the name of the game. That's why I think it's important that we clear this up. I have heard so much about denigrating things, Eskimo swap babies like giving puppies away.
Oh, no.
I've heard that by hearing puppies away. My wife made me so mad. That's the way it's important that these things be cleared up and made a part of a working whole.
Right.
It was a survival mechanism.
Right.
But they didn't care.
Right.
Let's go down and eat and we can pursue this after lunch.
Okay.
If we have time.
Okay.
Oh, what was the summer? That's the left of the water.
Tu le kabungat mun kubom tengen tengen mun.
Abla mun agla. Malu kubungnya abu ini mau. Tiada tu ni. Kubom mun dipatah si malu. Semua apa tau nak patu siap sesuatu favorit dia. Semua sini akan sesuatu termasuk hubungan itu. Lepak tau siap tidur tidur.
Unaga kasi
unaga ko katan. Kaso unaga nagsusi si mundo ni kita ako katan. Ilaw na.
Sa katigi ko na ako tin.
Katigi ko tin. Ay, baby si Chan mo mo ato ba na lakto ako kasi.
Questions you'd like to ask her?
No, what was she doing?
She was just thinking of her life and the territory that she covered, even in those days, growing up in the Notak area, you know, traveling up that way, and then traveling up to Wainwright and those areas, and then also up to the Kobuk area, you know, In those early days, of course, lately she's flown down to Anchorage 3 times, you know, but... I wonder if she would know anything about the blue mark. Let's see. What kind of birth taboos?
Oh, like the one that I found there in Eastern Canada. She can have a baby so long as socks off at once. Don't take one sock off and then the other sock off. Which I think is pretty good. I don't think it necessarily works.
Si Polani kuwa ang nobleta o kag natut tema nigo inyo kuna kilamikit na ernit kung ito nami kanugle pirareba naga ilakatikagalahoni kilamikit na nukatiyak kung ito nami tam na kito ngoro ni kanugle pirareba ako tukang nera tagareba at lakon pizza o bagok amani Canada mi tapkoli inyupeli o karak nesut o bagok at langit siro mi tabla at o chikun kilamigok kitun risking yeng itchok no tinigli tawa ni pirak nesut
anong lakagi tabli ni
One of the things that she says that in order for the kid to you know be spaced longer than the 9 months, you might say, is they'd tell the women not to stop breastfeeding so soon, just keep the breastfeeding going. And this way there'd be, you know, the child would be big enough, when the next one came along. Yeah.
Somebody
said it's before the end of the month. I haven't checked yet.
Well, we gotta
start planning. But there's a minute to the men's stuff. Is that just the minute
stuff? Kangler Ruja Sin Mako? Kongre Vikakpate Mani?
Dana kibil kanya hote ingilgan khaglar roit khogwe bichi de mona koyura kelisit nakti tamatko she
doesn't remember the fly in the men's skin pants Right, because she said they just pull them down.
It's not
full
bottom
that way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they use them for the
full.
I was talking about sealskin pants at first, but and then with the caribou pants, you know, she said even though she doesn't recall the fly.
How about on children? Well, I've seen what kind of fly that the little boys, the small children, those pants playing out of doors that were slipped so that all they did was squat. It overlapped when they stood up.
On what part?
On the bottom, so that they could urinate or defecate either one. And when they squatted, it automatically came apart. When they stood up, it just lapped over.
In their parking?
In their pants.
In their pants? Makogo kasin ililigorat mamgumit? Yeah, she said the young kids had a split down the crotch, and then some soft fur was sewn around the edge, you know, so it wouldn't be so rough on the child. And soft fur was sewn around the slit. And then this way, when the child needed to go to the bathroom, then it was handy for the mother to put him on a chamber, you know. I asked her, what did they have for a chamber pot? The same type of construction of wood that they had for their cooking pot, the pektalik. And kind of oblong shape.
And
And then the parents had a larger version, you know,
mm-hmm.
a bigger font. The children, they always gathered moss and dried it for the lining of the diaper, and usually they used seal skin for the you know, like the rubber pants, and then they used the moss, the dried moss on the inside, and then using caribou hair also to soften it, you know, so it won't be so rough on the child. And as the moss and the hair was soiled and it was thrown away, and other moss and hair used for the lining of the diaper. Now, she doesn't know what the old folks used for Kotex when they had their period, because she said she came along after the cloth was introduced.
Mm-hmm.
So she never inquired to what her mother or grandmother might have used for, but they suspect maybe caribou skin. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the money. Mm-hmm.